This call is being recorded.
And so, beloved family, we are all welcome to this perfect moment. I ask you to take one deep cleansing breath as we begin. For this is the breath of life, the breath of love, the first and eternal gift from Source. Here now we focus our attention on the threefold flame within our heart. The golden flame in the center is our eternal connection to Source, activated with every heartbeat, and the golden thread that rises from it connects us to the central sun. See this golden flame grow and expand to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. The pink flame, which represents our feminine aspect, and the blue flame, which represents the masculine aspect, come together in perfect harmony and balance, dancing together to create the violet flame. Picture the violet flame growing and expanding to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. As you picture this for yourself, know that you activate these energies within every human heart, rising up, raising up into perfect unity. Visualize yourself holding your arms out to your sides. This is the diameter of your tube of light, a beautiful, seamless pillar of white light which keeps you protected and insulated from this moment on. Visualize beloved Saint Germain and the violet flame inside your tube of light. Feel the love, the power, the purity all around you. Breathe it in. Visualize the violet flame outside your tube of light for added protection. We now call upon beloved Archangel Michael and his sword of blue flame. This brilliant blue and powerful sword of truth. Feel how it fits your hand perfectly. Bring it to your heart chakra. Set your intention. Raise it up. Swing it around your head and down around your entire body and two times under your feet. Feel how the violet flame consumes and transmutes all these energies you have released. Feel the freedom you have achieved. We also ask the beloved Goddess of Purity to hold space in all these areas until our ascension process is complete. Now take a moment. Look down your tube of light. It is bottomless. It continues down into Gaia, inner earth, and connects you to the crystalline energetic structure of Mother Earth. Now look above you. See your tube of life. It is never ending, reaching high into the heavens, and connects you to the galactic central sun. So now we say, thank you, beloved, mighty I Am Presence, for this tube of light, which keeps me invisible, invincible, and invulnerable to all negative creation, and keeps me free, now and forevermore, until I am sealed in the eternal freedom of my ascension. And we thank thee, it is done. For the light of God never fails. The light of God never fails. The light of God never fails. And the mighty I Am Presence is that light.
Now remaining in your tube of protective white light, focus on your breathing for a moment as you take several deep breaths, breathing in through your nose, out through your mouth, in a rhythmic and gentle fashion. Just focus now on relaxing and letting go. Letting go more and more of the extremities of your body. Just focus now on letting go, going deeper within yourself. Take a deep breath, breathing in the light. And exhale out any tension, stress, negativity of any kind. Just let that go out gently with the exhalation of your breath. And take another deep breath, breathing in the light. And exhale out any darkness. Breathe in the light. And exhale out any darkness. Now I'm going to count down from 5 to 1. And with each descending number, just let yourself go into a little bit deeper relaxation, more and more centered within yourself. 5. 4. Becoming nice and relaxed, continuing to breathe evenly and deeply. 3, going deeper and deeper into relaxation, letting go. 2, and 1, deeply relaxed. Now put your attention in your etheric body, and your chakra centers, and become aware of those chakra centers and how they are in perfect alignment along your spinal cord, starting from just below your feet with the Earth Star chakra and all the way up through the more known 7 chakras, and finally to the chakra just above your head, the Soul Star chakra. And all of these chakras now have become activated or reactivated within all of you, including the high heart center just above your heart. Now focus on each of the chakras going from the bottom up and their respective colors, but more than the colors, the vibration within those chakra centers and how the intensity of the color, the higher intensity, raises the vibration within each chakra center, thereby raising the vibration within your entire etheric body, your astral body, and your physical body as well. And as you do that, feel that vibration, feel that resonance within you as you move up the ladder, so to speak, going from the Earth Star chakra just below your feet and the connection to the earth, connection to Gaia herself. Feel that connection, feel that vibration as you are anchored to that chakra center and thereby to the earth and Gaia as well. and moving up to the root chakra, the base of your spine. See that as a bright, bright red, ruby red color. And moving up orange to this sacral area. And to the solar plexus area, yellow. To the heart center, the midpoint, a balancing point between the lower chakras and the higher chakras. Feel the vibration there in your heart center, the deep blue-green color. Blue-green as healing, as forest color. Feel the energy, feel the strong vibration there now within your heart center. And then moving to your high heart center. And the even higher vibration there within that center, in that magenta color, beautiful, beautiful magenta color. And moving up from that, and feel the vibration moving up, feel the energies moving up as you continue to move now to your throat area, to the will center within you. And feel the connection there, that being a light blue or sky blue color. And a high intensity color at that. Move up to your third eye in the middle of your forehead, purple or indigo. And then to your crown chakra. And again, feel the vibrations, not the Kundalini energy. We're not working with the Kundalini energy now, but just feel the vibrational energy, the frequency rising as you continue to move up now to that crown chakra at the top of your head. Gold or violet or silver. And then finally, feel the higher connection to your soul star chakra, approximately a foot above your head, and the high intensity and vibration, the brilliant white color in that chakra center, and how all of the chakra centers now bring them all together, form them all as one in the soul star chakra. Just merge them all together and feel yourself as your conscious knowing self moving into the merging of those chakras into your soul star chakra. And feel the energy there now in your soul star chakra or your light body or your Merkaba light vehicle. Feel the energy, feel the vibration as you begin to leave your physical body now. Just let yourself rise up from your physical body and move away from it. Not so much up, though. Move sideways now. Feel yourself moving sideways, leaving your physical body there and moving out somewhere out into the wilderness, wherever it is, whether it be at a beach scene or near a creek or a river or a lake. Make it so that you are near a body of water of some type. And feel the energies there as you are there with that water, with that consciousness of that water. And look around and see the third dimensional expression of the earth as she is now, or as she is showing herself to you now. For she indeed has moved on and has ascended beyond this third dimensional expression. But you still being in this third dimension, and her holding that space for you, feel the energies now. They are in that third dimensional expression. And see the trees and the plants and the flowers and how everything is as you would walk out if you were out in your physical body now, out in nature, and you would see things as they are. But now, as you have learned once before, most of you have, put on your fifth dimensional glasses now. And if you have not done this experience before, just simply visualize yourself pulling out a pair of fifth dimensional glasses and putting them on and see the difference now between the third dimension and the fifth dimension and then beyond, and how everything changes when you put those new glasses on. See the difference, feel the difference. Feel the vibration as you connect with all around you now, and you connect with the trees and the plants, flowers, and the water, especially there where you are, feel the high intensity vibration within that water, the consciousness itself of the water. Connect with that water now as you are connecting with Gaia herself, Gaia in her fifth dimensional expression and beyond now. See the many beautiful colors and the crystal clear waters. Feel, always feel the energy, feel the expression of love within the energy or within all that you are experiencing now. Feel the God source becoming alive within everything that you are expressing and everything that you are feeling within you. For the God source is alive within each and every one of you. And feel that and know that. Allow yourself to be that fifth dimensional expression now. Not only feel it, but be it. Be one with it. Be one with everything around you. Certainly one with the water and the plants and the grasses, the flowers, the trees. The animals, if they are standing by. Feel the love expression of Gaia herself connecting with you now. Now finally become aware of people all over the world now in this fifth dimensional expression and what that would be like, what that will be like, how you connect with one another, no longer separated from each other, but feeling the oneness together, feeling the love expression moving through each and every one of your brothers and sisters, all feeling and knowing the source, the God source within them, no longer looking at God as a separate individual, a separate entity, but being as one, for you came from the God source, and always you are that God source within you. The kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of the source is within each and every one of them. Now let yourselves begin to find your way back to your physical form. Come back in, though, gently. Feel as you move back into your physical body, as you merge your astral and etheric body back into your physical, and your light body descends on your physical body, becomes a part of it, merge with it. Your physical body, your astral body, and your etheric body are all one as the light body. And feel the energies moving through your physical form now. Fifth dimensional energy, fifth dimensional vibrational frequency moving through your physical form. Freeing up any blockages of energy anywhere, meridians completely opening and letting energy flow. And come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am Yeshua. And I come to be with you at this time as a request to this one that I speak through to be able to share a message that has been long in coming, which has been shared through others previously, but never through this one. And to all of you that are on this call and all that will resonate to these words, how I am here now to, as I have given, to set the record straight. And it is a record that needs to be brought forward. The truth needs to come forward. For so long, so many of you were brought up in an atmosphere of untruth or misunderstanding, not knowing what really happened and why it happened those 2,000 plus years ago, when I did indeed incarnate on this planet and came through my mother, Mother Mary, as you know her. But was it an Immaculate Conception? No, it was not. The Immaculate Conception was conceived after to show that I, as one, would be the only one that could come in this way, and the only one that was the Son of the God of God. And certainly, I am not the only Son of God. Where all of you, each and every one of you, are sons and daughters of the God Source. We are all connected as one. And when I came in that time, it was not snowing. It was not winter time. It was a time of spring. Spring flowing forth, bringing new life and the birth of the Christ consciousness into this planet. But was it the first time? No. There were other attempts to do this, to bring this Christ consciousness into the planet and into mankind. And I was born just as any other human being is born. But as some of you know already, I was born of not sin or not karma. I was free of that when I was born into the body of Yeshua. And as I progressed through my life, it was as a human being. It was not as a God. It was not as anything special beyond each and every one of you. Other than I was free of karma. I did not have the programming within me that I had to deal with, as many of you have had. And my upbringing with my parents, with my family, was not this strict, dogmatic upbringing that many of you have had. Many of you experienced an early understanding of programming coming into you and dictating your lives as you continue to move through those very lives. I did not have that. I was brought up in an Essene community, a community that was born of love and expressed love and expressed a knowing of who we were within the God Source, within each and every one of us. That is the beginning of learning of who I was. And as my childhood moved on, I was a child, just like any other child. First a toddler, then a young child, been a teenager, just as anyone else would have. But I expressed differently because of not having that programming within me. I expressed, as I grew older, a knowing, an inner knowing of who I was. And that led me to doing a great deal of research within the holy works that were available at that time, the scriptures. And I delved into those scriptures and learned much from them. But I remember as I read those scriptures over and over, I had an inner knowing of what they were really about. Not as you would read them, but as you would know them. And that is how I came to my understanding and my knowledge that I could then begin to impart to others at an early age. And I did that with my friends, childhood friends, early on. Whenever I could, I would be the teacher. And as I grew older, I became the teacher of even those that were of the adults, those that believed they knew. But I knew that they did not know. They did not know truly who they were, for they were programmed. And I, being free of programming, did not have to deal with the dogma, with the nomenclature of the time. And I could reach out and spread the knowing that I had within me. But know that, again, my life was very similar to anyone else's life as a child and then as a teenager. Once I became a teenager, approximately the 13-year-old age, I took that knowing and moved forward. Again, talking to those that thought they knew, but they did not know. They did not know what I knew deep within myself that I could then share. And many saw me as a prodigy, and others saw me as someone they wanted to avoid, for I had that great knowledge moving forward. But as I continued to grow older through my teenage years, it was time to move on. It was time to go about my father's business, as I said. Father being my higher God self, as many of you know as Sananda. And I went forth to Egypt, to India, to Tibet, to many, many places that were accepting of me and were in many ways waiting for me, expecting me to show. And I was opened up to many more avenues of expression of knowledge that was given forth to me. I learned, I studied, I grew, I practiced. I was given various initiations throughout those sojourns. Initiations that would take me further and further into the inner knowings of my being, to the point where I learned how to manipulate my body, to manipulate the environment around me. What at the time was simply a knowing of science. That is all it was learning a science. a science that in many cases was a metaphysical science, but a science nevertheless. And as I learned and practiced and became initiated in the ancient wisdom, I was able to then come back to my family, to my friends, to those who knew me. But going back just a little bit, I was not born again in a winter time. I was born in the spring. I was not born in a manger with animals all around me. I was born in an inn. All of that was misconstrued and made up to make everyone think that I was special, that I was sent as the only one from God to come forth and bring the knowledge forward. But again, I was not. I lived a life just as all of you have lived a life, except that it was bereft of the programming, bereft of the karma that I did not have to deal with. But there were many times throughout my life that I was tempted. Those of the forces of darkness that you know of today, many times attempted to sway me in various ways, to tempt me. But I always knew that they could not do so. I always knew that I could hold them off, as I did. For again, I did not have that programming. I did not have to worry about that or deal with that, as so many of you have had to do in your third dimensional expression, in the illusion. I was not a part of the illusion. And when I returned from those sojourns, I was met with great fanfare by my family and friends. In a sense, the prodigal son has returned. And return I did. But to those who were not ready for what I was bringing to them, they shied away from me. They did not understand my message as I began to deliver that message to more and more people. And what you have heard of the 12 disciples is not accurate. Yes, there were 12, but there were many, many more than that followed me. And there were many that I expressed the knowings that I had learned, the deeper understandings, the deeper mysteries to them. And some understood, and many did not. But yet they still followed me, because I performed what you have heard of as miracles. But they were not miracles. They were science. It was all about science, all about knowing how to manipulate my body and the environment, and to bring about my intentions and desires. To those that witnessed those so-called miracles, believed they were miracles, believed that only I could do this. But as many of you know, I said to those who were closest to me, all of these things I do, so can ye do also, because we are of the Father. We are all connected to our higher God selves and the God source within us. We are all one. and some understood and some did not. But yet I continued to deliver that message of unconditional love to all, and to show at a later point that the Christ has risen within me, within the I am that I am. For I understood the I am consciousness. I knew I was the I am consciousness. And eventually I became the Christ consciousness. Not early on, but I moved into that understanding and that knowing again of who I was. Just as all of you are coming to the understanding of who you are. But you all need to move beyond the programming that you have to deal with. All of you have that, the various attachments. I did not have those attachments as you have. I did not have to let go of them. I was already able to let go and be God within me. And all of you have that capability. And all of you are moving in that direction. And that's what this is all about, my message today to all of you. Not who I was or who I am, but who you all are. Who we all are together as one. One in unity. One in love. One in the God source within us. Heaven and earth are within each and every one of us. The kingdom is within us. As I continued to move forward and bring those teachings that I had learned to those around me, many followed, many understood, but many did not as well. So to those that did not understand, I did speak in those parables and those stories to help them to understand. But many of those parables and stories were misconstrued in the great works that were written after. Misconstrued, and then some even taken out and changed to suit their needs, to suit the needs of the forces of darkness, or what you'd call today the cabal. Yes, the cabal existed thousands and thousands of years ago and still exists today. But the changeover is coming, and they cannot stop it, even though they did attempt to stop it. Even the times before I came, and when I came, they attempted to stop it again. In what you have known as the crucifixion. The crucifixion that wasn't at all what you have heard or come to understand. Did I suffer? No. I had learned to leave my body, to locate myself in another area completely, leaving my body behind. Leaving the aches and the pains and the suffering behind. And even on the cross, I disassociated from my body and did not feel what was shown as great pain and suffering. And did I die on the cross? No, I did not. but I allowed myself to seem as if I had perished. And they could then, those of my friends, my family, could take my body as they did and do what they knew to do to preserve the spirit. This was the meaning for the burial. And did I rise? Yes, I did. Not from a time of death, but I did rise in an ascension. I ascended, yes. Just as all of you are able to ascend with your physical body, just as I did. But I spiritualized my body. Just as you are going to spiritualize your bodies, I was the way, just as you are the way. I was the truth, just as you are all the truth. And I was the life and the light, just as you are all the life and the light. I embodied the Christ consciousness, just as you are all able to embody the Christ consciousness. The second coming is not about me coming back. It is about all of you moving forward in truth and light and love. As you have heard many, many times, trust in yourselves. Trust in who you are. Trust that the God source and the kingdom of heaven is within each and every one of you, and that you are connected to your higher God self, to your Father, just as I was connected to my higher God self and Sananda. We all have a mission together, moving forward. I began the mission to a close. What I started, you are finishing. One last thing. Yes, indeed, as many of you have heard, I did move on from that time. I did go many places, leaving my body in various ways, leaving it behind, and going to places such as South America and in Mexico, and many, many other places throughout the world. And bringing teachings forward in another form, in another fashion. And I joined my beloved. And we were enjoined together in what you know of as marriage. And we had children. And that bloodline continues on. And some of you are even a part of that bloodline, which you are not yet aware of. But my bloodline continues. And those of the forces of darkness or the cabal have done everything they can to eliminate that bloodline once and for all. But they have failed again and again and again. For there are many, many more now than there were of my bloodline. We are the bloodline of kings and queens. Not the kings and queens that you know of, though, today as royalty, but the kings and queens within the kingdom of God. That is my message for this time. Again, not so much about my life, other than I had a human life, just as all of you do. But all of you, each and every one of you, are the sons and daughters of the God Source, the great creator being, connecting as one together with everyone. That was my mission, to spread that knowing to all of those that would listen. Just as it is your mission today to spread that knowing, that truth, that love to all of those that will listen. Do not be concerned to those who will not listen. Only know that you are reaching out to many, many more each and every moment moving forward. And it doesn't even have to be by word of mouth, but simply by your being who you are and the light within you that spreads and spreads across the entire planet. The light of all of you that are the light workers and light warriors. You are the second coming of the Christ consciousness. I am ready now to answer your questions, if you have them, along with my beloved sister, Shoshana, if she is willing to assist in this.
I am here.
I have not done this before through this one, James. So this is new. We are ready. Do you have questions, my dear friends?
I have a question.
Yes, this is Linda.
Yes.
Go ahead, Thomas.
Dear Thomas, always dear Thomas, my brother, my doubting Thomas, the connection that you have with me, please speak forward.
I get the feeling that I'm wasting my life waiting for the white hats to work on our behalf. And I think I should be working with them, identifying and exposing the cabal. But we're all told to be patient and wait for the grand plan to unfold. I actually want to do something positive instead of just sending positive vibes.
Then I would say to you, dear one, do it. Do not hold back. Do what you feel you are being called to do in any situation. But understand, the more that you have doubts about who you are, the more difficult your mission will be for you. For understand that I did not have those doubts. For if I had had those doubts, I would not have been able to perform those so-called miracles of science. It was only because I believed that I was able to then achieve. It is the knowing within you that will propel you forward in your mission. And if your mission is to reach out, then do so. Do not wait for those of the white hats or the alliance or the forces of light to do it for you. Do it with them. And you can simply do it as I have given already, and many also have given. Just be the light that you are, and know that each and every moment that you go about your life, that you are that light moving forward to all that are ready to accept it. That light can be truth moving forward. It can be vibration rising. It can be consciousness spreading. And certainly it can be love spreading across the planet. You are that love. You are that light. You are that truth. Shoshana?
We will share. We will share here, dear brother. May we share our perspective.
As always, you may.
Dear brother. Dear brother, we will advise you in a practical way to do this journey. We wish that those that are on this call to mute their phones. It is difficult to hold the vibration with noise. Thank you. Dear brother, we will give you a practical application. It is simple. Write down 10 things you wish to do, and then pick one. Do not pick 9. Do not pick 5. Pick one. And pursue that with all your heart and all your soul, and you will watch the journey unfold before you. But what you must do is choose. Pick one thing and pursue it. Namaste.
Would there now be any other questions?
I have a question.
Yes?
Lord Sananda, could you tell me who, two questions actually. Could you tell me who Mary Sophia is? And also, if you feel you're a twin soul, what is the plan for those people?
Are you asking for yourself here?
Yes.
As to you being a twin soul?
Yes.
Certainly, then you know the answer to that already. You are a twin soul. All of you are twin souls. There is no one that is not a twin soul, other than those that are of the cloning persuasion here. That is something completely different, where those ones do not have even the soul connection there. But for all of you, yes, you each and every one of you have a twin. Whether you feel that connection or not, is going to change over a period of time. If you do not have that connection, you will at some point, as all of you have had that connection in the past. You have just simply forgotten it. Shoshana.
She asked another question of you. Do you wish to pursue that?
We do not. In that respect, no. Not at this time.
We will share here. May we share, dear sister?
Yes, please.
There are many characterizations of that which you know as Mary. And many characterizations have been construed to fulfill understanding of the community of light and those that wish to pursue and understand the divine. We will just say that, you see, there is no particular individualization of this one you call Mary Sophia. It is a conglomeration, a consensus, a blending, a melding of the divine to help you understand this characterization, you see. You must find in your heart what is true. You must not pursue the truth outside of yourself. Namaste.
Does anyone else have a question here?
Yes, beloved. This is Lorelei. Hello. So first of all, I will say that my heart wells with love for you. And so much pride in all that you have accomplished. I know that you do not have a need for pride, but I have a need for you to know the pride and the joy I take in all that you brought to us. So beautifully profound. More than any being could ever wish for. And that is my words to you, beloved. In addition, I'm curious to know, I often put more stock or more think more about how we are of this or that heritage, you know, from our higher self, you know, and all of that. The soul heritage, if you will. But I'm curious to know how the bloodline heritage plays out. Like, what does that bring to us if we actually have that physical bloodline as opposed to, you know, coming from a heritage of a soul type heritage?
We think you misunderstand here in terms of that there is a bloodline, but it is not different than the soul line. It is all one. You all have souls. It is simply a different bloodline that you, or many of you on this call, are connected with. We cannot, of course, say who that is, but you know within yourself, and if you do not know now, you will know shortly here. So just know that you are not in a sense special, but that you do have a continuing mission to go about here, to continue to go about your Father's mission, meaning go about your higher God self's mission here. Okay? And as to what you said earlier there, about worship, we do not want anyone, I do not want anyone to worship me. That is not what my mission was about. It was not to be worshiped. It was not to be idolized. I, again, am no different than all of you. I simply have had different experiences than you have had.
Yeah, I did not say worship, darling. I don't know where you heard that. I did not say worship, and I do not have that experience of you. So I don't know if that got heard differently, but no, that's not my experience of you.
I am speaking now not to only you, but to all out there that would, again, resonate to these words. I am not to be anything more special than each and every one of you. I consider you my brothers and my sisters. And no more than that, and no less than that. We are all connected as one in the kingdom of God. And there is no separation here, except for the separation that you bring yourselves. That is all. So when you have moved through your ascension process, just as I did, when I was then greeted by those that had gone before me and not worshipped, not idolized, but thanked. Thanked for the expression that I was able to bring forth. Just as when you move on in your ascension, we, all of us that have moved on before you, will be there to welcome each and every one of you. And the expression that you have brought forth, the truth that you have brought forth, the light and love that you have brought forth, that is what this is all about. Not about me, but about all of you. Shoshana, would you have anything you wish to share?
We wish to share here. May we share with you our dearest sister?
Yes, please.
Dear sister, we find the reference of bloodlines an interesting thing. It is complicated, you see, but it is not the bloodline that carries forward the divine essence of the Christ, the divine essence of the Buddha, the divine essence of the Krishna, the divine essence of the Mary. It is not the bloodline, you see. The bloodline is a reference to the body, and the body is a vessel of experience that is part of the illusion, part of the manifestation of the physical. So the true reference is the etheric DNA that is carried forward by the physical body as an expression of the divine. You will find that the etheric DNA that carries the experiences of yourself and all beings that incarnate and manifest in the third dimensional realm is the true essence of who you are, is the record of who you are, you see. All of you that feel in your hearts the intense emotion that you feel when you hear that this one Yeshua is speaking to you is because you have a connection through your experiences, through your DNA. You have had lifetimes with this one. You have held his hand. You have participated in his sermons. You have cast your eyes upon him. And those experiences are within your etheric DNA, which is confused often by what you call a bloodline. But it is within your experiences that you carry forward into this physical incarnation that you are remembering through your etheric DNA. We are sorry this is complex, but that is the truth. Namaste.
And I appreciate the added explanation here. Would there be any other questions?
I have a question.
Proceed, dear one.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Let us take in order. If you wish to proceed, please proceed.
I have a question.
Please proceed.
I know I have been known to believe that Joseph was Saint Germain, and who was Mary? Who was Mary?
I do not understand the question. Who is Mary? You know who Mary is.
Who was Mary, your mother?
Mary is the feminine connection to the God source. In terms of the manifestation of that God source. So Mary is a conglomeration. Mary was a being, yes, as my mother, but it was a connection to the God source, to the feminine connection, just as we are all a connection to both the masculine and the feminine connection to the God source. So to differentiate between who one is and who one was is not what this is all about. We know that, I know that you have a curiosity of who one was before and who they may have incarnated as or reincarnated as, etc. But it is all about knowing the connection between each and every one of us as being one. So to answer that question would not bring about any special knowing for you that would bring you any alleviation of your curiosity. I know that I am being quite what you would call beating around the bush here. But it is purposeful because Mary is not anyone special more than any one of you are, just as I am not anyone special more than any one of you. So you see, this cannot be directly answered as to who she was, other than an aspect of the great mother of all of us. You see?
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I love you.
I know there was one more question, and then indeed I do need to release this channel. This has been a long session.
Yes, I have a question.
Yes.
At this point in our ascension, how do we and myself embrace and become more the Christ consciousness so we can fulfill our mission to the highest level? And how do we accelerate the deprogramming so that we can become the love and the light that we are truly meant to be?
As I look at this, dear brother, I see that the answer to your question is already has been given many, many times within yourself. And I speak not only to you now who is asking this question, but to all. You all have a mission. You all have something that you are working toward. You all have a blueprint that you are following. And in order to follow that blueprint, you just simply need to do it. Do not hold back. Do not shy away. Certainly not from fear. Just be who you are. And as you continue to be who you are, moment by moment, everything will become more and more crystal clear to you as you move forward. It is in the movement that you gain awareness. Shoshana, do you have anything you would add here?
Thank you.
Dear brother, may we share?
Yes, of course.
Dear brother, Your words are filled with humility. You are humble, dear brother, in many ways. The fulfillment of the ascension of each is in due time, you see. It requires patience. It requires that each moment that you are presented with an option, that you choose the most divine option you are capable of choosing, you see. You are presented, all of you, in each moment, choices. And within those choices, there are the choice of proceeding as the divine being that you are, or proceeding as a human, as a programmed individual. Those are the choices in each moment. We find, dear brother, that you wish to proceed as the divine being that you are. So we must ask you to eliminate the overthinking of each movement that you make and just proceed with the divine love in your heart, and you will achieve the vibration of ascension. Namaste.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
I must release this channel now, and I only wish to say that I appreciate the time that I could be here with you and bring this message forward. But again, it is not a message about myself, although it may have given you some insight as to who I was and what I came to do. But the real answer is who you each and everyone are, and that what you have come here to do, that you have indeed come here to spread the light and the love and the truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life, or the light, just as each and every one of you are, that I am consciousness spreading across the planet. I leave now, and Shoshana can close out if she wishes. Thank you for the time.
We do not have additional information here. Namaste.
Namaste.
We love you.